Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for listening, where it's time to answer your pageant coaching questions. Remember, if you've got a question you'd like answered on the show, you can send me an email at info@valeriehayes.com. You can tweet it to me on Twitter or send me a message on Facebook. To follow me on Twitter and Facebook, just look at the top of the Pageant Talk Radio show page where you see the Twitter and Facebook graphics. Just click on those graphics and it'll take you to my profile, and then you can send me a note. All right, well, we have a two-part question today, and it comes to us from a new title holder, and her name is Susie. And she says, hi, I'm a new title holder, and I'm so excited to go and listen to your new title holder episode from last Tuesday. I did a show called What Happens After You Win, I think it was, or What to Do After You've Won. She says, I must say there are things to prepare for, and it can be a little overwhelming. It's both an honor and a blessing. You're such an expert, but I just wanted to know about two things. I'm a very private person, and I feel that as a new title holder, that is a concern. Do I need to have a page on Facebook? What do you usually recommend your title holders do as far as that goes? Well, Susie, for the particular title that you have a platform-based title, and it's a very prestigious platform-based title. I think it's going to be really important that you either have a blog or a Facebook profile. You can do one or the other, or you can do both. In your pageant, the judges will be doing an internet search on you on or around June 1st through the 15th to see how you've been promoting your title and your platform as being the state title holder. So I think you really, really do need either a blog or a Facebook page. You don't need to do a personal profile page. The best way to control privacy on Facebook is to either control your personal profile with the privacy settings, and you can find those in your account settings, or you can do a fan page and limit the people who look at the fan page. They have to be invited to be a fan. They have to be approved to be a fan. You can delete fans and block fans. You can prevent fans from posting, and you can do all of that on your personal profile page. And what you can do, you know, some contestants use their profile page or their fan page or their blog just to write information about their title and their platform and what they're doing, which is perfectly fine. Other title holders do a blend. I have a Facebook profile page where I'm mostly talking about my business, but occasionally make comments about my family as well, and that's perfectly fine. But you really do get to decide for yourself, and you really can control that level. So just look on Facebook and look at the privacy settings and decide what really works for you and what you're comfortable with. You can have one Facebook profile for your title. You know, it says your name and then your title after it, and maybe a personal profile that just says your name and maybe your maiden name, and people have to be invited, or you limit what people can see on that. That's perfectly fine. You don't have to be having all your personal business out there, you know, your child's pictures or the score of the soccer game. That's perfectly fine. So just make sure that you look at those privacy settings. If you're doing a blog, you really get to choose exactly what you post. You can approve comments that are posted to your blog before they actually display. So just look at the privacy settings, Susie, and I'm sure you're going to do great. Susie's second question is, my platform has to do with juvenile diabetes, and I've read Nicole Johnson, Miss America's 1999 book on living with diabetes. She goes on to ask, Nicole is a true inspiration to me and my cause, and I would love to be able to talk with her one day via email, phone, or meet in person. Every day I read her book, and it gives me the strength to compete and spread my message on type 1 diabetes, which is an important message. Type 1 diabetes is reaching near epidemic levels. She says, I went to her website, and there's an email contact. However, I have not heard anything. Any suggestions? Well, it's funny that you should mention that, Susie, because when my daughter was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes almost 10 years ago, I did also go to Nicole's website at that time. Of course, Facebook wasn't around then, but Nicole had a website, and I sent her an email reaching out to her, and she was very gracious and responded to me and sent an autographed picture to my daughter encouraging her. At that point, she was the only person I knew of with type 1 diabetes because it did not run in our family. I did check out the email on Nicole's website, and it looks like that's going to a PR person. It looks like it's not going directly to Nicole, but Nicole does have a Facebook page. page. So look up Nicole on Facebook. It looks like she's on Facebook on a regular basis and that she's posting. So see if you can send her a message. I think that Nicole is a genuinely warm and lovely person, and she's going to want to reach out to you and encourage you as you do your work for your platform during your state title. I hope that helps, Susie, and we wish you absolutely the best at your national competition this summer, and we hope that you'll keep us posted. Well, that's it for this week's show. Next week, I'm going to be talking with the Lifestyle and Fitness Award winners from this year's Miss America pageant, which is always impressive. They're going to be talking about their specific workout plans and their nutrition secrets so that you can be in top shape for your next pageant competition. To get advance notice of all my shows, just go to my website and sign up for my email newsletter. It's at www.valeriehays.com. Remember to check me out on Facebook and on Twitter, and also check out www.everydaybeautyqueen.com for a little everyday inspiration. I want to say thanks again for listening and making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live pageant talk radio show worldwide. I'll see you next time. But in the meantime, remember to make today a pageant fab day.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today, or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.